Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Ferris Fain. Batting third. The third baseman, Allie Clark. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gus Zerniel. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Dave Philly. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Limmer. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Coleman. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Joe Coleman. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jim Del Singh. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting third. The right fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting fourth. The catcher, Matt Batts. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Barrow. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Fred Marsh. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Widmer. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Widmer. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Fain moves to second. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jim Del Singh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Del Singh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Del Singh moves to second. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly strikes out. One out. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer hits a pop-up towards short. Barrow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrow scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow takes first base on ball 4. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Barrow moves to second. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Delsing strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman bunts towards the mound. Widmer fields it and throws to first for the out. Tipton moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Marsh fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long juggles the ball. That's an error on Long. Tipton moves to third. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards short. Barrow fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young moves to second. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. Batts bunts towards third. Clark fields it and throws to first for the out. Young moves to third. Coleman moves to second. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Young scores. Coleman scores. There goes Sievers trying to get to third. Philly throws the ball into Clark, who tags Sievers for the out. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. Johnny Barrow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrow is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Barrow hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Barrow for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-1 in the game. Zerniel strikes out. One out. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-1 in the game. Philly hits a pop-up towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Limmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Suter reaches second base with a double. Limmer moves to third. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-0 in the game. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Limmer scores. Suter moves to third. Tipton moves to second. It's 2-1, Browns. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into left field. Seavers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marsh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Al Widmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Widmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Widmer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer throws towards second. Suter fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Suter. Marsh moves to third. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. One out. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Delsing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marsh scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young hits a ball on the ground towards second. Suter scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first, with Widmer covering, for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-2 in the game. Clark takes first base on ball 4. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0-for-2 in the game. Zerniel takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to second. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0-for-2 in the game. Philly takes first base on ball 4. Clark moves to third. Zerniel moves to second. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Limmer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A grand slam home run. It's 5-3, Athletics. Dwayne Pellett now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Suter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Suter reaches second base with a double. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tipton hits a pop-up towards short. Barrow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Coleman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 0-for-1 in the game. Batts hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Coleman moves to second. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Sievers is hit by the pitch. Coleman moves to third. Batts moves to second. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields it, throws to the plate for 1, and over to first for the double play. Batts moves to third. Sievers moves to second. 2 outs. Clyde Klutz pinch hits for Johnny Barrow. Clyde Klutz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klutz hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Browns 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Upton now playing shortstop. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fain hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Fain reaches second base with a double. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Clark is hit by the pitch. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Zerniel hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Philly hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Philly reaches second base with a double. Fain scores. Clark moves to third. It's 6-3, Athletics. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Limmer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Marsh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock now playing third base. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Marsh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ned Garver pinch hits for Dwayne Pellett. Ned Garver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garver hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Garver reaches second base with a double. Marsh moves to third. Jim Delsing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Delsing is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Delsing hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Marsh scores. Garver moves to third. 1 out. It's 6-4, Athletics. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Young takes first base on ball 4. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Coleman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Zerniel. Coleman reaches second base with a double. Garver scores. Young goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 6, Browns, 6. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Batts hits a fly ball into center field. Philly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Sievers takes first base on ball 4. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Limmer scoops it up and throws to first, with Shantz covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. Suter takes first base on ball 4. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tipton takes first base on ball 4. Suter moves to second. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz bunts towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Young covering, for the out. Suter moves to third. Tipton moves to second. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 4 in the game. Joost hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Coleman. Joost reaches second base with a double. Suter scores. Tipton moves to third. It's 7-6, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. Fain hits a pop-up towards third. Marsh catches it and throws to second to double up Joost. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Marsh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marsh is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Marsh hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hitchcock fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive towards first. Limmer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gus Zerniel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zerniel is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Zerniel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hitchcock moves to second. Bob Mahoney now pitching. Dave Philly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Philly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Philly bunts towards the mound. Mahoney juggles the ball. That's an error on Mahoney. Hitchcock moves to third. Zerniel moves to second. Lou Limmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Limmer is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Limmer hits a fly ball into center field. Del Singh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles and a walk. Suter strikes out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Mahoney fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Jim DelSing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DelSing is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. DelSing hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Young hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Coleman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-0 in the game. Shantz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Joost hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Young settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Browns 6. The Browns will come to bat. Matt Batts is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Batts is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Batts strikes out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. He's been hit by a pitch. Sievers hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Schirmlaller pinch hits for Dale Long. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into left field. Zerniel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 6. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.